The Ballad of Demi Button, it's a song, really, but I think it works okay as a narrative poem as well. And it was inspired by the story of the voyage of the Beagle, on which Darwin was the ship's naturalist. Well, the captain of that ship, Captain Fitzgerald, his whole mission, or one of his missions, was to buy three natives of Tierra del Fuego, take them back to England, educate them, Christianize them, teach them wonderful table manners, give them gravy boats and all the sort of trappings of Western society, then bring them back to their land where they were supposed to convert all the, you know, all of their friends and relations. And I was just very, very struck with this whole story when I read a book about the voyage of the Beagle, particularly by the names of the three unfortunate people who got taken away from their home. Jemmy Button, he was called that because he was bought with a handful of buttons. And Fuija Basket was bought with a basket. The other one was called York Minster. I'm not sure why he was called York Minster. Of course, the experiment went dreadfully wrong, as my story or my poem or song narrates. You know, when I heard about the Elsewhere theme, I thought, well, this would just perfectly fit because these three, you know, Indians are taken elsewhere to a totally different place geographically and, you know, totally different in beliefs and customs as well. And then when they're back home, although they are back home, they're elsewhere in a sense because, you know, they can no longer fit in. That's the most tragic part of it. They can no longer really fit in, or at least Jemmy Button can't. The others adapt quite quickly, but he is really elsewhere even when he's home again. Years and years before I was a book writer, I used to write songs, and not just songs for children, actually, although those were the ones that made me a bit of a living. And I used to write songs for adults and sing them in folk clubs. And so writing a kind of ballad type of song came quite naturally to me. And I decided to take this narrative and put it into song form. I've always loved narrative songs. I think one of my favourite songs as a child was the Raggle Taggle Gypsies O. That's another, you know, that's a song about someone who goes away from home, and it's got a very haunting chorus. And I think just to use that traditional form can be very effective for telling a story.